This public radio podcast is supported by the School of Graduate Studies at St. Cloud State University, offering more than 70 graduate programs and certificates. More information online at stcloudstate.edu. And by LifeWorks Services, celebrating October as National Disability Employment Awareness Month, connecting employers with reliable workers for more than 25 years. More about the LifeWorks difference at lifeworks.org.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Relatively Good.
Gladys, what are you baking? Smells delicious.
I just finished this batch of oatmeal cookies.
Ooh, can I try one?
Yes, but just one. They're for a work event.
I think these are the most good cookies you've ever made.
What? I've made more batches than this before.
No, I mean, they're even more good than the ones you made last week. And those were fantastic.
Well, perhaps I used too much vanilla extract.
Why do you say that?
Because I think it's addled your brain.
What's that supposed to mean?
More good, most good. Try better best.
This is ridiculous. I try to pay you a compliment and...
Hey, you two.
Hi, Schwartz.
So what are you two arguing about? Hey, cookies.
Schwartz! Those are for a meeting tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's too bad because I think that's the most unique flavor I've ever tasted.
Oh, give me a break.
Last week on Grammar Grader, we talked about the comparative and superlative forms of adjectives. Before we leave this topic, it's important to touch on a couple reminders from Gordon Jarvie, author of the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide. The first is that some adjectives are irregular in their comparative and superlative forms. For example,
good, better, best.
Many, more, most.
And Jarvie also reminds us that some adjectives cannot compare. They have absolute meaning. For example,
the explanation was more perfect than expected.
The word perfect has absolute meaning. That is to say, there aren't degrees of perfection. The word more can't really be used in front of it.
The explanation was perfect.
Here's another common example.
It was the most unique artwork I'd ever seen.
Again, there aren't really degrees of uniqueness. Either something is unique, or there is something else rather like it. As one might guess, true uniqueness is a rare quality.
The artwork is unique.
Now, it should be noted that Fowler's Modern English Usage presents a good case that the word unique is losing its absolute meaning, that the term is, in fact, gradable. That said, Fowler's recommends that unique still be used with caution as the debate about the word continues. But there is another one that gets bandied about quite a bit.
Wow, your cousin Mary is really pregnant.
How can someone be sort of pregnant?
So taking advice from Gordon Jarvie and from Fowler's, when comparing adjectives, it's important to consider regular and irregular forms of adjectives and to decide whether the adjective has relative or absolute meaning.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Gladys. These are the best cookies you've ever made.
Thanks, Larry.
And the flavor is unique. I've never had anything like them before. Sorry I ate them when they were for your meeting.
That's okay, Schwartz.
No, I mean it.
And so do I. I figured you and Larry couldn't resist, so I made a double batch and hid the extras from you.
So we can keep eating these?
You sure can.
Woo-hoo! Excellent.
Baby, you're the greatest.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide by Gordon Jarvie and from Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield, both of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Bridget Murphy, and John Ryan. Our producers are Brett Baldwin and Jen Houck. John Pearson is the executive producer. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, share your thoughts, give feedback, and join the discussion at grammargrader.gather.com.